Here with me in this interview, I've got Carrie LaForce, and you're show manager. Is that the kind of correct title, or what is?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, well, I think the topic here is Jackson, Mississippi, new location for the show. How's that going so far?
Well, so far I think it's going really well. I think the facility people have been really good to work with. They've really worked hard to try to address our issues in, you know, as much as they could. I mean, there are some things that they are limited in their abilities to fix for us, but I think they've been really responsive every time we've gone to them and said, you know, we have this issue or that issue, can you help me out? They've either done it or they've come back and said, here's why we can't fix that right now, but they're making a list for next year, and so I think they'll continue to work with us to try to make those improvements. So, you know, they did a lot before we even got here to the show to do the improvements that we requested, and I think they'll continue to do that. I see no reason to believe otherwise. You know, they've been really good to work with.
Well, you had the opportunity to come down and visit more than once even, so that had to be helpful and before you got here to put on this big show.
Definitely, yeah. I've been down here, I think I was down here five or six times even before the show, and so I came when the facility was empty, I came when it was full, I came when there were, you know, things going on in both arenas so that we could look at traffic patterns and look at the way we, how other shows were doing it to get horses in and out of the arena, and we took what we liked and then came up with our own plan for the things that we thought would work better for us and our people. So yeah, we've been down here a lot and feel like we've, at this point, particularly a week into the show, feel like we have a pretty good handle on how we need to make it work. So we're, of course, making notes every day, and so we'll make those adjustments for next time, and we'll just continue working on it and making it better.
One of the things that came up in a couple of the interviews I've done was the word security, and in a favorable standpoint, that it seemed like there was a little bit of surprise almost that security is very well done here. Would you echo that?
Absolutely. Our contract with the facility, in that contract, they have to provide us with, I think, one 24-hour person, which is sort of standard. And ahead of time, Mike and I, Mike Brinkley, who's the facility manager down here, we sat down and we went through a security schedule that would have made security here similar to what we have had in Oklahoma City or have in Fort Worth. And so we scheduled all that out, and then Mike went through and said, here are the ones that we'll pay for, we're going to do this, and here are the ones that you're going to pay for, and which actually ended up saving us a pretty good amount of money. And he's got a really good working relationship with Hinds County Sheriff's Department, and those are the folks that we've contracted with to come out here and provide security, and they're everywhere. I mean, they're very visible. They're not, they don't shirk the responsibility at all. You know, they're out there taking care of things and looking at parking and watching the gates and, you know, have been very helpful to people. I mean, and they're so familiar with the grounds because they do this for so many events that even, you know, giving directions and, you know, those kinds of things. I mean, just helping people out or people saying, hey, do you know a good restaurant or whatever. They've just been really friendly and very nice to work with, and we've enjoyed having them.
Well, you get to interact with a lot of different people here, I know. Feedback so far?
So far, I guess sort of the recurring theme that I've heard from people is we didn't expect it to be this nice. Yeah. We had heard things that weren't favorable, and we got here and we're pleasantly surprised. And that doesn't mean that there aren't issues. I mean, there are still things that we're sorting out and working out and trying to fix. But I think for the most part, I think people have been really pleasantly surprised. And they're, one of the things that I've heard in particular that they really like about the facility is that they're able to park up next to their barns in a lot of cases. So they're not walking clear across the facility to get to their horses. They're able to park nearby, and it's convenient, you know, for when they're coming and going at different hours of the day and night. So they've really liked that from the people that I've talked to.
Well, that was one of the first things that struck me driving in the first time was just how much parking and how it's not just in one area. It's all over the place, essentially.
Right. And one of the other issues that we've had at other facilities is that it's a growing trend for people to have living quarters trailers, and they want to stay on the grounds and be close to the horses. Well, at other facilities, either the RV parking lot is far away, or there's not enough space to accommodate the amount of people that want to do that. And so I think here we have over 200 people that are hooked up out here and are staying on the grounds, 200 different trailers. And I believe Oklahoma City could have accommodated that, but I know Fort Worth can't. They only have, they can only do up to like 120 hookups. So that's been really nice. People are really glad that they've been able to have access to that.
Well, it, I'm glad to have the chance to come and do this once again for the Appaloosa Horse Club, and I would echo just from my own personal viewpoint that this has really been, for what I've had to do, very easy to get around and find my way and not confusing. It just, you know, seems a little more intuitive maybe, or user-friendly, whatever it is. So hopefully looking forward to having a chance again next year. Thank you, Carrie, very much for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the National Appaloosa Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.